Thank you so much, Lizzie. I appreciate that. And guys, I am excited just to take a couple of minutes because, you know, a lot of times we'll do a call with the leaders on a weekly basis as well and kind of touch base with how the groups are going. And I saw this when I was thinking about, you know, having a proper mindset that I wanted to talk about this morning. And I recalled, thanks to Malin, she had reminded me that, believe it or not, Akeisha had done a training at one of our fly-ins about mindset. And it was by the same research that was done by Carol Dweck from Stanford. And she talked about how much it helped her be able to lose weight. And I love things, as you guys know, I always talk about, hey, is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? And if it falls into those categories, is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? I love it. And so I was, I came across a study in Inc. magazine about mindset. And it says, and I just want you to understand to kind of set the groundwork for this, there are two kinds of mindsets. And this is from a study, guys, a real serious, a powerful study about how people react to things. And so they say there's two kinds of mindsets. There's what's called a fixed mindset, or there's a growth mindset. And so obviously, if you think, what's a fixed mindset? And so I'm gonna just talk about that for a second and read from this Inc. article because I think you'll love it. And it says, from their study, what sets those who accomplish great things apart from those who fail to realize their ambitions? And it says, you might always guess, hey, maybe it's somebody has better intelligence, or they have more appetite for risk, or they're more creative, or all these different attributes that people have that seem to be successful. And it says, and they're all sensible sounding suggestions, but that is not what the science shows. According to the pioneering work done by Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck, the best predictor of success in life, listen to this, is none of these usual things that we think when we think about successful people. It actually comes down to your mindset. Those who achieve great things generally believe they can improve and grow as people. And this is called a growth mindset. And you've probably heard people say, oh, you know, I just don't believe people can change, right? And so that would fall into a mixed mindset. Those who are frustrated in their attempts to realize their dreams tend to believe that most of their abilities, most of their skill sets, most of their talents tend to be static or a mixed mindset, all of which is fine or good. But it raises the essential question, if up to now you've tended to think that your abilities are somewhat limited with this fixed mindset, is there anything possible that you can do to go from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset? And it says, yes, there are. And it's been proven in this study that it can be changed and changed very easily. So it says, how do you get a growth mindset? And in her research, she found not only the profound impact that just changing your thought process or your self-talk in your mind, what happens, as shown from her work, she found that people can totally change the impact on their lives almost overnight if they'll just follow five simple rules. So here's how she paraphrases it. And I love it because it's so simple. It says, think of your mindset as a voice in your head. How does it manifest itself? It controls the way you talk to yourself in the privacy of your own head. We all know this, right? We all talk to ourselves in our own head, you know. And sometimes I just talk to myself out loud, you know, when I know I'm alone and I might make some comment, you know. And I thought, boy, that'd be funny if somebody could see me talking to myself. But, you know, you can have this mindset, this voice in your head. And so as you approach a challenge, that voice may say to you, well, are you sure you can do that? Maybe you just don't have the skill set to do it. Maybe you don't have the talent. Or even more often, you might hear somebody say in their head, well, what if you fail? You'd be a failure then. And she says, as you hit a setback to this voice in your head telling you these kind of things, this would have been a snap if you really had the talent to do it. Pay attention to your thoughts as you go through the day and see if you frequently tell yourself anything similar to not being able to accomplish a task. So if you spot that fixed mindset in that voice in your head, it'll totally undermine any potential you have for success. So the first one is, think of your mindset as a voice in your head so you can recognize it. The second one is, always choose growth. And I love that because with our leaders, we always talk about never going to not grow. Every month that goes by, we always say we're never going to not grow, right? And so it says, choose growth. That's the second thing. Now that you know what you're up against with the voice in your head, the next step is recognizing that you're not stuck with the thoughts you currently have. How you interpret challenges, setbacks, and criticisms is your own choice. You can interpret them in a fixed mindset as signs that your fixed talents or abilities are lacking, or you can actually now interpret them in a growth mindset that you need to ramp up your strategies, you need to ramp up your effort. That's the term they use, ramp up, I love it. Ramp up your effort, stretch yourself, and expand your abilities. And here's the funny one for the third thing that it says. It says you need to talk back to that voice in your head. When it comes to that limiting voice in your head, feel free to be sassy as you like. When you respond to that voice, tell the voice in your head what's wrong with how it's framing situations. Tell that voice in your head that you want to reformulate your approach to the challenges and setbacks that we all have in everyday life. And she gives an example. She goes, the fixed mindset says, are you sure you can do it? Maybe you just don't have the talent. Whereas the growth mindset will answer, I'm not sure I can do it now, but I think I can learn how to do it with time and effort. The fixed mindset will say, yeah, but what if you fail? You're such a failure. Whereas the growth mindset will say, most successful people have all had failures along the way. So those are the first three. The fourth one, and this is the one that I think most of us fall down at, is you actually have to act. Believe it or not, changing the script in your head, even though it's a huge step, it's actually something that if you think about and focus on, you can do fairly easily because you'll catch yourself saying, well, that was a negative thought in my head, and so you can change it and say, okay, I'm going to frame it this way into a positive thing. But she says here, she says, so just to change the voice in your head or just to change your thoughts is obviously not enough. You have to put those thoughts into action as well. Don't content yourself with a remodeled inner voice. You might be able to fix that inner voice. Get out there and practice what you preach through act. And then the fifth one, and this is the most interesting of the five things that she says. She goes, I want you to add a three-letter word when you come across these things. So she goes, for a bonus fifth idea for creating the mindset necessary to have success in your life, she says you can just add three little letters that will have a huge impact on your thoughts as well. So don't be content with this remodeled inner voice. And the three-letter word she suggests, she said she found that putting the word yet, Y-E-T, yet, into phrases in your head. She said, like, we found that putting in certain phrases like, oh, not yet, or yet, can really help your motivation. And she gives us an example. I'm not a math person at all, yet. Or, I can't do this, yet. She says, if you just put that simple word behind any negative statements that pop in your head, she goes, it puts the fixed mindset statement psychologically into a growth mindset concept context of learning over time. So the five things, again, that she talks about, she goes, think of your mindset as a voice in your daily life. Think of it as a voice. And try to focus on this today, guys, when you're going through things and doing different tasks. And she goes, you will be blown away by this. Think of your mindset as a voice, and then just choose a growth mindset as opposed to something fixed that, hey, I just don't have the skill set, I don't have the time, I don't have the talent yet, you know, but I can learn it. And then the third thing is talk back to the voice. The fourth thing is actually when you've trained your brain along these lines, and it's a simple thing, you can do it if you think about it, talk back to the voice and kind of correct it, then act on it, and then use the three-letter word yet anytime you come across something you think you can't do, whatever it is, whatever you want to accomplish. And that's why when we send out that simple goal sheet, you know, where we talk about those four things all the time and trying to put you there. I was thinking about that the other day, and I was thinking, you know, probably the hardest thing on that goal sheet, it isn't to become an executive, or it isn't to do 1,000 a month in volume, because almost everybody on this phone does 1,000 a month in volume, or become an X3. It's probably, oh, you know, I got to get to 25,000 in volume. And one of the great things about the Limitless Demonstrator that Liz pointed out today, the 773, is that you can earn up to 100,000 a year. And so for most people, is that just not believable yet? You know, think about that and then put yourself in a correct mindset. So guys, that is a simple strategy, those 5 points. And your goal for tomorrow is just take today. Take today, because you have all kinds of experiences and thoughts and projects and things you're doing in front of you. And just, think of your goals for the month of May. Here it is, the 18th of May. So we got 12 days left in the month. Hard to believe. We're, you know, almost two-thirds of the way through the month here. So, you know, put a simple mindset into play, and I think you'll be blown away by how it can work. And I appreciate all the time, because I think of our leaders. I think of Cindy sending me her goals every single month. She's in a constant mindset of growth. You know, I think of Pam's, as Liz mentioned yesterday, her color-coordinated charts. And I think of how nice Terry Camford puts everything. And when you do that, it's kind of getting rid of that clutter in your mind in that simple mindset of being able to focus and divide it into 4 subsets. The other thing I just want to mention is, you know, I always talk to Pam about breaking things into 4s. And if you take a picture in your back office of where you are today, and I do this every day, then at the end of the month, you can go back and say, this is where I was on this day last month. Where am I today? And so you can break it into parts, and this will help you in your growth mindset. So with that, guys, thanks very much. Love you all. Appreciate you, and we'll see you tomorrow.